Hi, everyone, and welcome to the By Faith podcast, where we live by faith and not by sight. My name is Kaya Mochitani, and I'm your host for today's episode. And oh my goodness, am I so excited to be sharing what God put on my heart to share with you guys and just talk about this special topic. Today, we're talking about how following Jesus isn't a one-time decision. It's a lifelong journey. But before we even talk about those things, let's do a By Faith rundown. So this week, here is what I did to live my life by faith this week. I went to young adults at church all by myself and answered to an altar call. And it was just so special. It was so awesome. I was weeping. It was so, presence of God was so there. It was amazing. And it was like nerve-wracking, like kind of going by myself because you know, like when everyone's outside hanging out before service starts, I was just kind of just like by myself and I don't know. I was nervous and that's usually not like me, but it ended up being so great and randomly got sat next to some girls in my small group. So it was all so perfect. The next thing is Jake and I just really focused on spending a lot more time in prayer this week. And we felt like, you know what, like we need this, we need to like capitalize on this. And so that's what we did. And also for me, I've spent more time just in my own independent prayer life of just like declaring things and saying bold and powerful prayers over my life, over my future, all the things. So those are the things I did to act and live by faith this week. So let's get into what I feel like God just put on my heart to share with you guys. Following Jesus isn't a one-time decision. It's a lifelong journey. I remember when I got baptized, I thought my whole life would automatically change. I felt like when I got out of the water, it would be this clear, evident thing where life would just be easier. My walk with Jesus would be no problem. It would all be like all good. We're all good. Everything's all perfect. And after I got baptized, I mean, it was such a special day, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like this holy moment of like everything in my life automatically changed. I realized, you know, following Jesus and dedicating my life to Jesus is waking up every single day with the intention of choosing Jesus. And it's choosing what to wear. It's choosing what to say, how to say it, when to say it. It's choosing how to go about a hard situation, how to respond to that person who completely wronged you. Another example is I can talk about like Jake and I's relationship all day long, just because I feel like we've been through everything at all stages, every single hard thing, every single great thing, all under the sun. I bet you we've argued about what shade blue the sky is to like big things of like hard things in a relationship. So it's especially hard, you know, choosing, that word choosing is what I want to focus on, is choosing how to respond, how to go about a situation. And so there's been times, very often where Jake will say, Kaya, what are you going to go do? Or what do you have up to today? As if I didn't tell him like my whole day plan yesterday, the day before that, and then 2 minutes before he asked me. And I'm like, are you not listening to me? Or is it just like, am I just like in one ear out the other? Like, I don't get it. And so I have to choose by leading with love, with answering kindly, knowing that's how men work. Or even, you know, my kids at school, I work at a preschool with five-year-olds, and five-year-olds are supposed to make mistakes. They are supposed to mess up. They are supposed to test their limits. That's what five-year-olds do. And so when a five-year-old does something wrong, or, you know, climbs up on something or touches something or does something that they're not supposed to, I have a choice. I can choose to answer with a mean snarking condescending way, or I can answer with, hey, you know, that doesn't make Miss M so smiley. Like, do you want to make a better choice? That would make me feel better. I forgive you, but let's try again. And just kind of being nice about it. And so we always have a choice. And the best part about our choice is that there's either two options, two ways our choices can go. We can either make a choice that leads to life, peace, abundance, eternal life, all of the things, Or we can make a choice that leads to selfishness, self-righteousness, hatred, deceiving, all of these hard things. And so you have these choices in life. And I want you to think about a moment in life and a moment in time where you're just like faced with a hard situation. You're faced with like this hard thing. I remember in the story of Joshua, they have to go through the wilderness to get to the promised land. And when they get to the promised land, boom, this wall of Jericho's in front of them, right? And they have a choice to either like not believe what God's telling Joshua of marching around the desert for 7 days and have on that seventh day blowing the ram's horn, the wall will fall. Or they have a choice and say, you know what, like we're faced with the wall. We're supposed to get to the promised land. Guess we're not here yet. So God's not real, or turn your back against God, right? You have a choice. I remember when I was going through something really hard with friends and family. It was just like this really hard season. I like to call this chapter in my life, "When It Rains, It Pours." And it was just this hard, hard thing. And I remember either saying, okay, God, I can go about it this way, or I can go about it your way. And I remember having like these two right in front of me. It's so easy for me to just get mad, to let my tongue fly, to let like my anger and this like hard heart and like horrible feelings just like come out of me. It's so easy to do that. But it's so hard to live a life like Jesus and choose Jesus. And I think oftentimes, I think when we find ourselves in the most trouble and we're struggling the most, I think we forget that we have that choice. I think we forget that, you know, we can either choose Jesus or we can't. And I think when we get so caught up in the moment, our mind kind of takes over and the situation becomes so big and so hard and so long and so just powerful in our mind to the point of like there is like we don't feel anything else. We don't see anything else than these big feelings that bottles up inside of us. But I just wish that we could just pause, take a time out and say, you know what? I have a choice here. I have a choice to, you know, go about a situation the way Jesus did, the way Jesus would, or I can go about a situation the way the world would and the way the world does of just cancel culture and fighting back and letting our tongue fly and being so opinionated and making sure our voice and opinions are heard and it doesn't matter what we think or what we say to offend anybody. We're just going to say it and like be deceiving about it. Or we can choose to sometimes hold our tongue, to sometimes give them the other cheek, to sometimes, you know what, say, I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. I'm so sorry that this is how you feel. I feel this way, and I'm sorry for the wrong that I did, or whatever like it is, choosing to go about the situation the way Jesus would. And I'm caught with this every single day because I mean, right now life is so awesome and it's just been such an awesome season. But at the same time, it's like going, 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 and it's busy and it's hard. And then I realize, you know what? I have a choice here. I have the choice to call on the name of Jesus for strength, for energy, for help, or I can go on my own strength, or I can let the tiredness and the exhaustion take control and just run on my own energy, my own strength. But then I realized, man, I have a choice. We always have choices. There's so many choices in life that we could make. For instance, I feel so blessed to have the relationship that Jake and I have. I mean, we are just so in love and just so just good. We're great. And it's like been this sweet moment and the sweet season in our relationship. Being in this season, it's taken a lot of choices and a lot of hard things and a lot of going about hard things in the way Jesus would to get to this point. And I feel like our success in a relationship is stacked upon the great choices that we've made in this life. This podcast is brought to you by Guts & Glory Co. Guts & Glory is not your average Christian clothing company. Every article of clothing that is produced is repurposed and has its own unique story, feel, and design. Similar to our fingerprints or DNA, no two pieces are the same. Each item is as original as you. This brand is encouraging us to use our innermost for His utmost. To get your one-of-a-kind piece of clothing, check out Guts & Glory .co on Instagram or their website gutsandgloryco.com. And so I want you right now in this moment to think about the choices and the things, the choices that you could make about the hard things that you're going on, that you're going through in this life. So if you're going through, you know, just like lack of motivation, if you're going through a hard relationship with your mom, if you're going through addiction, if you're going through a mental health battle, what are the choices you could make to better handle this situation? Is that holding your tongue against your mom? Is that allowing yourself more time for rest so that you are refueled and recharged so you have the motivation to finish or to do X, Y, and Z? Is that saying no to whatever your addiction is for one day, one time, to see how that feels or to see how that works? I kind of came up with an acronym, or what is it called? An acrostic poem. I don't know how you say it, but I think it's called an acronym. An acronym for the word choose. And it's where C means something, H, O, O, S, and E. And so hang with me. Here it is. When you think of the word choose, I want you to remember this. The C, you can write this down. The C is Christ at the center. Christ at the center of every single choice. I want you to ask yourself, when you're faced with something hard, when you're going through something, when you want awesome results in your life, what would Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Is Christ at the center of this choice? Because we know that He is our foundation, that He is our source. The H is hold on to faith. Hold on to faith with the knowing that He will answer, He will guide, He will make every single part of your path straight. He will guide you, He will answer you, He will make all of this work out for the good, for your good. Hold on to faith. O is obey by action. Make the decision, make the choice, do the thing God said to do. And Deuteronomy 11:1 for my OGs, says, "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep His charge, His statutes, His rules and commandments always." You shall love the Lord your God, keep His charge, His statutes, His rules, and His commandments always. Obey by what God says to do. And if you're somebody who's like not really familiar with God's voice just yet, I want you to open up your Bible and I want you to do what the Bible says. Open up John, read the book of John, read the book of Matthew, and read the book of Proverbs, Romans. I mean, there's so many books with incredible instruction that you would just be able to just digest so easily. Open up your Bible. Obey what the Bible says on how to go about a situation. If you're like, oh my gosh, Kaya, I am dealing with somebody who is so hard to love and I'm surrounded by them always and I want to be kind and I want to have a peace of mind, why don't you look up Bible verses or Bible stories about loving people who are hard to love, and just dive in, research, and learn about it. Obey by that action of what you learned from that story. The next O is overcome each challenge with Jesus, by Jesus, through Jesus, knowing that we are promised trials and tribulations in this life, and that we can and we will overcome each challenge with Jesus, by Jesus, through Jesus. He is always going to be there for you. He is an alive God. He is an active God. He is there for you, fighting for you, with you. He will bring you through it, and he will help you overcome. The S is seek his wisdom. In James 1:5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, God, what do I do? Simple as, God, this situation is so hard. How would you go about this situation, God? Show me, reveal it to me. What do you want me to do? Read your Bible. Open it up. I said it the last episode, and I think I'm going to say it again. I think there's way too many Christians who claim to love Jesus but don't read his word. And in my opinion, I feel like you can't have both. I feel like you can't love Jesus so much without reading his words and without reading his teachings and without reading the very thing that he's given us. Because I feel like the Bible is this hindsight 2020 book where God's just like, okay, like this is coming your way. What are you going to do with it? I gave you this book. You have all the resources. You have all the information right in the palm of your hands. What are you going to do about it? E is when all is said and done, eternal life is your precious gift. And I just want to say a big old fat thank you, Jesus, for that. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I feel like this verse completely shows the consequences of sin with the gift of eternal life through Jesus. We are given eternal life through Jesus despite how horribly we sin, because we know that he's given us forgiveness. We know that when we have this heart posture of making a choice based on how we best feel to, okay, wait, I want to say it this way. I think when we are in the heart posture of, I'm making this choice because I feel like this is the best thing to do for God, because of God, because I love God, because I feel like this is where God's leading me, you will never go wrong. If that is your truest form of heart intention, you will be just fine. You will make the right choice. It will all work out for the good. So that is what I have for today's episode. Like I said last week, I'm starting a thing where I'm going to ask you guys, what did you do by faith this week? What did you do to act by faith this week? And I'll post on my private, or my private story, I don't have private story, on my Instagram story, and I'm going to share anonymously about what one or two of you guys did. And so one of you guys this week, and I want to shout you out, totally anonymous, but it'll help it maybe encourage somebody. But one of you guys this week invited their friend to church. And I think that's so cool that you did that by faith, even if they came or not, I'm not sure, but it was just, I don't know. I feel like that's so encouraging. And maybe somebody can say, I have a friend that I could invite into church, and I could do that by faith, because you never know what an invite could do and what that one choice will get you. Anyway, I love you guys. I want to close out in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful life that you've given all of us, Lord. I know, Lord, as I'm praying and as the people listening, that we are all at different walks in our life with you, at different seasons in our life, just in general, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would meet us right where we're at. Lord, I pray that you would fix our heart posture to be so pure, Lord, of just wanting to make the right choice for you and choosing the choice, Lord, that would best please you, Lord. I pray that we'd be able to choose your path. I pray that we'd be able to choose the way in which you have cleared for us, Lord. I know, Lord, that we are given two ways in this life. We can go towards death, or we can go towards eternal life, Lord, and we can go towards you. And I just pray that everyone listening would make that choice every single day to go your way, Lord, to follow you. Lord, I just pray, whether that be with what we wear, with how we act, with what we say, with how we say it, Lord, I pray that we'd be able to be so intentional about the choices that we make, that we'd be able to stop ourselves, take a time out, and choose your way, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the people listening. I just pray over them for this week, that they would be able to be filled by the Spirit, that they would be able to be Spirit-led, Lord. I just pray just a blessing and just this immense amount of strength for them, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to lead us, to guide us, to speak to us, to do new things, to do big things, Lord, in all of our lives, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you, Jesus, for this week. Thank you, Jesus, for this life. We love you, Lord. We praise you, and it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. I pray that you would have an amazing week. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have the bestest week. Don't forget to act by faith. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune into the next episode. And while you're at it, leave a rating and review to boost the podcast algorithm to ensure that we grow organically. I love you guys so much. Have the best day ever.